keep your marker there, but actually turn to James, Santiago 1, James chapter 1.
So no va a ser en el libro de, en el libro de Romanos, capítulo 1, y en el libro es Santiago.
Santiago 1 and Genesis 4. So we'll start with Genesis chapter 4. So turn to Genesis chapter 4. I want to speak with you a message entitled, Sin Gives Birth to Death.
Quiero hablarte acerca de nuestro mensaje hoy en este día, que es tu lado, que el pecado.
Sin gives birth to death.
El pecado hace nacer la muerte.
And so we want to speak concerning these things. So let's pray. Lord, in Jesus' name I pray that you would help me to speak clearly concerning the truth that will be presented today. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that it will make sense within our heart, our spirit. And so, Lord, we thank you for the preaching of your word. Bless the preaching of your word, we ask, in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen. In Genesis chapter 4, I want us to read two verses, and it's verses 6 through 7.
Quiero leer dos versículos, y es el versículo 6 y 7.
These two verses speak concerning sin.
Estos versículos hablan acerca del pecado.
Cain is upset.
Caín está enojado.
And the Lord says to him, in verse 6, why are you angry? Why is your countenance fallen? If you do well, shall you not be accepted? But if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. It desires to dominate you, but you must rule over it.
Si hicieras lo bueno, podrías andar con la frente en alto, pero si haces lo malo, el pecado te echa como una fiera lista para atraparte.
Now let's turn to James chapter 1.
Ahora vamos a voltear al libro de Santiago, capítulo 1.
And I want us to read verses 13 through 16.
Y ahí en el versículo 13 al 14,
James is talking about temptation to sin.
Santiago está hablando acerca de la tentación contra el pecado.
And he says in verse 13,
en el versículo 3 empieza así.
Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither does he tempt anyone.
1:13?
Yeah, verse 13.
Dice así, quiero que sepan, hermanos, que aunque es, a esta hora no he podido visitar muchas veces, me he preocupado. No,
that's, is that Romans?
James. Sorry. That's my fault. I take all responsibility and ownership of that. Sorry, that's okay.
That's what I was like. Where is it? Come on.
But each man is tempted when he is drawn away by his own lust and enticed.
Todo lo contrario, cada uno es tentado cuando sus propios malos deseos lo arrastran.
Then, when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin. And when sin is finished, it brings forth death.
Luego, cuando el deseo ha concebido, engendra el pecado. Y el pecado, aun una vez que ha sido consumado, da a luz la muerte.
Do not err, my beloved brothers. Verse 16.
Mis queridos hermanos, no se engañen.
These portions of Scripture that we have looked at this morning,
estas porciones de la Biblia que hemos leído esta mañana,
are describing a real problem.
Están describiendo un problema muy real.
Sin is in our world.
El pecado está en este mundo.
It doesn't take too long but that we notice sin all around us.
No se tarda mucho a nosotros reconocerlo.
There's all kinds of sin, many different forms of sin.
Hay muchos tipos de pecado.
But sadly, it's not just what we see outside and all around us.
Pero muy tristemente, no es solamente lo que vemos alrededor de nosotros.
Sin is all around us because sin is inside of us.
Pero el pecado está alrededor de nosotros porque el pecado está en nosotros.
Sin came into the human race through the acts of Adam and Eve.
El pecado entró a nosotros cuando Adán y Eva pecaron.
When they sinned, sin entered into the human race.
Cuando ellos pecaron, el pecado entró entre la humanidad.
And so we're not sinners because we sin.
No somos pecadores porque pecamos.
We sin because we're sinners.
Pero pecamos porque somos pecadores.
But sin in and of itself is destructive.
Pero el pecado sí entre sí mismo es daña.
And it doesn't take long to realize its destructiveness when we look at what's happening in the world today.
Y no se tarda mucho en nosotros reconocer lo que el pecado daña porque así es como está el mundo ahora.
This world is getting darker.
Este mundo se está haciendo muy pesado.
And sin is becoming more and more rampant in our generation.
Y el pecado está siendo más y más.
And what we must understand is that it's getting worse because sin is becoming more prevalent. It's becoming more real today.
Y tenemos que entender que el pecado está así porque el pecado en esta generación está siendo más, más fuerte.
Sin is going to come against you.
El pecado va a venir contra ti.
It's going to come against me.
Contra mí.
And so we must understand that sin is a real issue that we must deal with in our lives. Because if it's not dealt with, it brings death.
Porque si no lo enfrentamos, nos va a traer la muerte.
In Genesis chapter 4, we find Cain very upset.
Ahí en el libro de Génesis, capítulo 4, encontramos que Caín estaba muy, muy enojado.
And because he's upset, he's a wide open target for sin to try to invade.
Y porque estaba enojado, abrió las puertas al pecado.
Satan is watching our lives.
Satanás está mirando nuestras vidas.
And he waits for loopholes to try to get in there.
Y él ve y espera por esos puertas abiertas para entrar.
And the Lord spoke to Cain and he says, if you do well, will you not be accepted?
Y Dios le habló a Caín y le dijo, si tú haces bien, ¿no serás aceptado?
But he says, if you don't do well, sin is crouching at the door.
Pero si no haces bien,
he says, when you're not doing right, you're not doing good, sin is crouching at the door.
Cuando tú no estás haciendo bien o algo bueno, el pecado está ahí esperando y entrar.
It's like it's looking for a time to get in.
Está esperando por ese tiempo para entrar.
And it happens when we're not doing well.
Y lo hace cuando no estamos haciendo bien.
And it says clearly, its desire is to dominate us.
Y dice claramente que el deseo del pecado es dominarnos.
But he says, you must rule over it.
Pero también dice que tenemos que vencer.
Sin is like a slave master.
El pecado es como un esclavo, un maestro de los esclavos.
He wants, or I shouldn't say he, sin wants to dominate.
El pecado te quiere dominar.
It wants to rule over.
Wants
to control.
Quiere controlar.
It wants to tell us what to do.
Nos quiere decir qué hacer.
It wants to govern us.
Nos quiere gobernar.
The Lord said it wants to dominate you.
El Señor dice que te quiere dominar.
But we must rule over it.
Pero que nosotros lo tenemos que
vencer. And what I'm speaking to you today
y lo que estoy hablando hoy en esta mañana
is a reality of what's happening in our world today.
Es la realidad de lo que está pasando en nuestro mundo.
What we preach and what we say from the Bible is looked at as some kind of old stuff.
Mucha gente lo mira como algo viejo, ya algo pasado.
This modern generation
esta generación moderna
has moved supposedly beyond what is historical.
Se ha movido claramente de lo que es histórico, historia.
And they're wide open to anything that speaks.
Y abren sus puertas y oídos a cualquiera que hable.
There's a rejection of truth today.
Hay un rechazo acerca de la verdad ahora en estos días.
They don't want to believe in moral absolutes.
Ya no quieren creer en la moralidad.
They don't want to believe in the Bible.
No quieren creer en la Biblia.
They want to live how they want to live.
Ellos quieren vivir de la manera que ellos quieren vivir.
And to be honest with you, this is the mindset.
Para ser honestamente contigo, esta es la mentalidad.
It's the mindset of sinners.
Es la mentalidad de ellos.
I want to do it my way.
Yo quiero hacerlo mi manera.
But when we choose our own way,
pero cuando nosotros escogemos nuestra propia manera, nuestro propio camino,
as opposed to choosing God's way,
al contrario de escoger a Dios,
our way will lead towards a destructive path.
Nuestro camino nos va a guiar a la destrucción.
Jesus said there's only two ways.
Jesús dijo que nomás había dos caminos.
One of those ways is very narrow.
Uno de esos caminos es muy angosto.
And yes, it's still a narrow way.
Y sí, todavía lo es.
Today we're trying to make it broader and broader, but it's narrow.
Ahora en estos días lo queremos hacer más ancho, pero es angosto.
There's the narrow way.
Es el camino angosto.
And that way leads to life, the scripture says.
Y ese camino lleva a la vida, dice la escritura.
The other way is broad.
El otro camino es ancho.
And that one leads to death.
Y eso te lleva a la muerte.
Destruction.
Destrucción.
And as we look at the world today,
y lo que miramos el mundo ahora en estos días,
you just look at what's happening in the political world today.
Nomás podemos ver lo que está pasando en la vida política.
There is a hatred towards conservatives.
Hay una odio acerca de los conservativos.
There's a hatred towards anyone that would say that something is wrong. Today everything has to be right. Nothing is wrong.
En estos días todo tiene que ser bien, no hay nada malo.
But this downward spiral,
pero este camino que va muy rápido para abajo,
is the result of sin.
Es el resultado del pecado.
In the book of James,
en el libro de Santiago,
James is talking about temptation.
Santiago está hablando acerca de la tentación.
Earlier in that chapter, he was talking about trials that we will go through. And he said, count it all joy when you go through many trials. There are many trials. But then he goes on to the issue of temptation. And he says, let no one say that they're tempted by God.
Pero dice que no, que nadie diga que nosotros somos tentados por Dios.
For God cannot be tempted with evil.
Porque Dios no te puede tentar con mal.
Neither does he tempt anyone.
Y tampoco tenta a nadie.
So God is not the source of our temptations to sin.
So Dios no es el que pone las tentaciones en nosotros.
Are you serious, Pastor?
¿Está hablando en serio, Pastor?
God's not the source of all that we go through.
Dios no es el que es la razón de, por lo que nosotros pasamos.
No.
No es él.
Sometimes it's our own issue.
A veces es lo que nosotros,
Verse 14 says each man is tempted.
Ahí en el versículo 14 dice que cada hombre es tentado.
When he is drawn away by his own lust.
Cuando él ha sido tentado, cuando sus propios malos deseos lo arrastran.
And enticed. You and I have desires.
Tú y yo tenemos deseos.
All of us have a desire.
Todos tienen un deseo.
We have a desire to succeed in life.
Un deseo de crecer en su vida.
We have a desire to graduate with a degree.
Tienen un deseo de graduarse con un grado.
To have a family.
De tener una familia.
To have a nice house.
Tener una casa hermosa.
To have a happy life.
Tener una vida.
We all have desires. A desire for something more. And there's nothing wrong with having desires. We as Christians have the desire to love God. To follow Him wherever He leads. To do as He says. And as a child of God, our focus must be on the Lord. But the scripture says a person is tempted when they're drawn away from their own lusts. Verse 14 has an analogy with it. And the story that's attached to that verse is the story of fishing. It says he's drawn away from his own lust and enticed. Did you know that you're being described as a fish here? A fish is inside the stream or in the body of water. And it's there swimming around happily. And all of a sudden, this shiny looking lure appears in front of it. It was facing forward, facing upstream like they do. And all of a sudden it sees something and it's distracted with it. And so it goes after it to get it. It doesn't look just like a fly, man. That thing looks like a delicious meal. And little does that fish know, there's a hook on that thing. Verse 14 is this picture of a fish being distracted by a lure. It's distracted, so it goes after that thing, and then it's hooked. When it's drawn away, another word can be lured away. It's like a panther marten. For those that go fishing and use lures, a panther marten, a cast master. That thing shines in the sun, in the water. He makes a sonic sound in the water. And it's calling to the fish, come for me. And boy, you can catch a lot of brown trout, rainbows with a good panther marten sometimes. To be drawn away is to be lured away. But then it says they're enticed. Another word for that is ensnared.
La palabra aquí que usan es que los arrastran, los.
In other words, hooked.
En otras palabras, que tienen agarrado.
And all of a sudden, that poor fish is trying to get off that hook. James is describing sin this way. He's describing sin as when someone is lured away and hooked by sin. The attraction to that lure comes from within our fallen nature. From within inside of us. And we must understand that God is not causing us to fall into sin. It's our own fallenness. Our own depravity. There is something inside of us that desires sin. And Satan puts lures around us. to get us distracted,
para distraer,
to go after it.
Para hacer.
And his intention is to ensnare you. But then the next verse, verse 15, describes the destructiveness of sin. And he describes it through the picture of childbirth. He says, this person has been lured away. And they've been enticed or ensnared. But then this is what happens when we begin to go after sin. It says in verse 15, when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin. We all know what conception is. When husband and wife have relations with each other,
el esposo y la esposa tienen relación,
she will conceive.
Ella va a concebir.
In other words, a baby is going to be born 9 months later, right?
Palabras, un niño va a ser 9 meses después.
And so it's the natural order of things.
Es la forma natural de las cosas.
When husband and wives do that, it's all about procreation. But it says lust has conceived.
Pero dice que el pecado o que el deseo ha concebido.
All of a sudden, desire is conceived.
Y después de eso, el deseo es concebido.
In other words, there comes within an individual.
En otras palabras, viene dentro de esa persona.
An intense desire to go after it.
Un deseo intenso de seguirlo.
And if a person isn't careful, and they begin to play around with sin, sin desires to dominate. That person can begin to get controlled by those sinful desires. Where a person said, no, I'll never do that. But if they begin to play around with things, lust begins to conceive. And look what it says, when lust conceives, it brings forth sin. Let me say this. We're not talking about a 9-month pregnancy here. When lust is conceived, it's not going to take 9 months to bring forth or to give birth to sin. Sin can be brought forth quickly. The analogy is in the conception, the pregnancy, and the birth.
La analogía que está hablando aquí es acerca de cómo crece el pecado y cómo el embarazo es.
Lust can begin to drive us.
El deseo puede ser algo que nos guía.
Where a person that never thought they would be doing these things is now going after them.
Una persona cree que nunca va a poder hacer eso.
It's trying to dominate.
Está dominando.
A person says, no, I'll never do cocaine.
Una persona dice, no, yo nunca voy a hacer cocaína.
But I'll at least try the marijuana.
Pero de perdida no va a tratar la marihuana.
It's one of the gateway drugs.
Una de las drogas que abre la puerta.
And they say, oh no, I won't, but then, you know what? Lust is conceived.
Dice, no, yo no, pero ¿sabes qué? Ya el deseo está ahí.
I've got to have more.
Tengo que tener más.
It's got to be stronger. I need a bigger hit. So then when they were originally saying I wouldn't even do it, they're being driven by a lust. And all of a sudden now they're trying something stronger. They're doing more. And it brings forth sin. But there's two births that's talked about in this verse. Because sin is going to be the same thing. Lust will begin to grow and drive an individual towards sin. But sin is going to want to grow. It's going to be driving that individual. And when sin is finished, it gives birth to death. Why is the world so corrupt today? Why is it becoming that Christians are being frowned upon today? Why is there such an openness to anything sinful? Why is evil being called good and good being called evil today? Because sin has a drive to it. It'll begin to control an individual. And we must understand that sin gives birth to death. It destroys lives. It destroys relationships. It destroys homes. It destroys communities. It destroys nations. The end result of sin is destructiveness and death. And so you and I must have our eyes fixed upon Jesus. And we must keep our desires upon the Lord. Because the Lord will help us to stand true even when we are tempted. We need to keep our desires on the Lord. Sin and Satan is trying to lure you away. He wants to entice you, to pull you away. Ready to destroy you. Don't be deceived. But Pastor, I'm doing certain things and nothing has gone wrong. It takes time to grow. That child in the womb doesn't happen in one night and just given thing. After the conception, it takes time to grow. It will take you in the end. You hear what I said? It will hurt you in the end. Let's put God first. Amen. For the lack of time, we're not going to go to Romans chapter 1. I'd like for you to read it later on at home. Read verses 18 through 32. And you'll see the fall of the human race. You'll see the guilt of all humanity. And you'll see the destructive role of sin. But thank God that sin has been destroyed in Christ Jesus. We don't have to live under the power of sin. In Christ we have been set free. But we do have to take responsibility. Sin will destroy a Christian just like an unbeliever. So we must keep our eyes fixed upon Jesus. Amen. Sin gives birth to death. Let's stand. This week is a week where